Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The right fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe Mardy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clay Bryant. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Clay Bryant. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting second. The third baseman, Red Rolfe. Batting third. The right fielder, Tommy Henrich. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe DiMaggio. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting seventh. The left fielder, George Selkirk. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Pearson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Monty Pearson. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck takes first base on ball four. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann takes first base on ball four. Heck moves to second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Mardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mardy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heck moves to third. Hermann moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds strikes out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti strikes out. One out. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich hits a fly ball into center field. Mardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins strikes out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges strikes out. Two outs. Clay Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Crosetti. Bryant moves to second. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Heck hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Pearson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heck for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio takes first base on ball four. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey takes first base on ball four. Gehrig moves to second. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk strikes out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Herman strikes out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Marte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cavaretta moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Crosetti takes first base on ball 4. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 0 for 1 in the game. Rolfe hits a fly ball into center field. Marte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Crosetti. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, Gerges applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Selkirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gordon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clay Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 0 for 1 in the game. Bryant is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 0 for 1 in the game. Henrich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henrich for the out. One out. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hack hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Selkirk. Hack reaches second base with a double. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Herman is called out on strikes. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon misplays the ball. That's an error on Gordon. Hack moves to third. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Marty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields it and throws to second for the out. Hack scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0-for-1 in the game. Selkirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 1, Yankees, 1. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Crosetti takes first base on ball 4. Pearson moves to second. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 0-for-2 in the game. Rolf hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pearson scores. Crosetti moves to third. It's 2-1, Yankees. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 0-for-2 in the game. Henrich hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into right field. Henrich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Cubs 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. DiMaggio moves to third. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Dickey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0 for 2 in the game. Selkirk takes first base on ball 4. Gehrig moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. DiMaggio scores. Gehrig scores. Selkirk moves to second. It's 4-1, Yankees. Jack Russell now pitching. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearson takes first base on ball 4. Selkirk moves to third. Gordon moves to second. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Crosetti hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rolfe hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen pinch hits for Jack Russell. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hack is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Cubs 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Larry French now pitching. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 0-for-3 in the game. Henrich hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gehrig hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Pearson covering, for the out. One out. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Marte hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Yankees. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Selkirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hartnett hits a fly ball into right field. Henrik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Cubs 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Dickey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Yankees. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Selkirk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gordon for the out. Two outs. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman misplays the ball. That's an error on Herman. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks, Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. Collins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari pinch hits for Billy Gerges. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken O'Day pinch hits for Larry French. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a fly ball into right field. Henrik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.